This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. Today we have a very special episode. We have a mega episode for you where we have all of our co-creators, our co-founders of Basic Bananas joining us from around the globe to share their wisdom. Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. Today we have a super amazing surprise episode for you, and we're calling this one the mega episode of the year. Why? Because we have all of our co-creators, all of our co-founders from around the universe on this same call. So we have Eric. Hey, Eric from Canada.
Hey, guys.
We have Christo from Sydney, who at the moment is with Eric sitting in a car somewhere in Portland.
Portland, USA. Hey there.
And we have also Sue, who is coming live from Encinitas.
Hello, everybody.
It's so great to have you here. And so, Christo and Eric, do you guys quickly want to let us know, why are you sitting in a car in Portland?
Homeless. I thought it was because we loved each other, but one of those things, probably.
We're on a headland, and it's really romantic. Eric took me up here to try and win me over. He took me for a nice
dinner. And,
he's just pulled out a basket with, like, fruit and champagne.
I didn't know you knew about that.
That's very beautiful.
We're doing a road trip to connect, as Basic Bananas does, and we've driven from San Francisco. We're now in Portland, Oregon, and we have been partying all the way, and we've just pulled into our hotel car park, but we didn't have time to
actually
check
get out
in.
Of the car.
So we're in the car park ready to meet with you guys to make the time work with this international call.
That's amazing. And by partying, you mean you guys have been working on the business, obviously, on Canada?
Well, both.
Yeah, no, we actually have been partying, like sort of like dance partying, but we've also been talking
very productive.
A lot. We've been on calls. We've done a lot of videos too. Wait till there'll be videos released to you guys, to the audience and to our listeners. And we've done some cool stuff. We got a sports car convertible that Eric can hardly fit in, and it's all going very well.
Can't wait to see the videos. So for today's episode, what we're going to do is, because this is the final episode of the year and we have some incredible content planned already for 2018, what we would like to do is for all of us to look back first at what were some of the main themes, some of the trends, and some of the strategies that worked really well this year. And then we're going to look into what we believe will become really important in 2018. So let's just get started with what are some of the things that you guys have seen work really well this past 12 months for small business owners when it comes to marketing?
Who are we starting with?
Go for it, Eric.
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, if we're starting with me, I think two things that I've seen throughout this year. I'm going to give you guys an evergreen strategy, so something that's kind of, it's always been, but I've just seen it continue to work. And then I'm going to give you something new that we've been playing with this year. So right. The evergreen strategy that we've been looking at this year, and that's just, it's continued to perform really, really well for us and the members, is upsells. And so a lot of business owners that we've talked with, when we're talking with them in strategy sessions, they don't really put enough thought into their upsells and what they could be upselling. So they never actually ask their customer or their client, hey, would you like to add X to that? Or, you know, we've got this as well. Would you like to take a look at that? So just adding options mm-hmm. on. The customers are almost always interested in, but the customers are not going to buy what they don't know exists. So it's just a matter of putting it in front of them and letting them know, hey, this thing exists. Would you like this as well? And so that's something that's been performing and continued to perform really well for the business owners that we're with.
And of course, just that one little hack can add so much revenue to a company without that much effort, really.
And actually, I might even put a little story out there just to explain just in this last week. So we worked with a guy. I won't say his name because I don't want to put him on the spot, but he sells bumpers, so he'll know who he is. He creates custom bumpers for trucks. And that one little hack, like he said, he sells an average of, when we were talking to him, he sells an average of a couple bumpers a week. Now, a bumper for him is let's say roughly $1,500. So it's not too bad, but just asking that one little question, instead of saying, when the order came in, instead of saying, yeah, okay, I'll take the order for you, he just asked, hey, would you like to add a rear bumper to that as well? And he said, effectively, that He's like, I sold 3 extra bumpers just asking the question this week. So that bumped him up to 5 bumpers for the week. And he's averaged that. Plus then we came and we changed a few things. So he's averaged actually well above that 5, but he reckons that just asking that one question has more than doubled his business in the last couple of weeks that we worked with him. So
that's awesome. Incredible. Thanks so much for sharing that. It's, I love it. Cool. Yeah. And then do you want to share the new one too?
Yeah. So the new one, this is a play on an old strategy, but just the formatting, the way that I've learned it this year has worked out really well for us. And that is telling stories to sell. So we've played around with this ourselves in Basic Bananas, and we've created ads, and this has been some of our highest converting ads using this format. And I've given this to a number of our Clever Bunch members, and they've used it really successfully as well to sell their products. And there's a specific format that we use. There's 10 points to it, so I'll try and run through it because I don't want to have this podcast run forever. But the format that we look at, the first point is tell your backstory first. Every good story starts with a backstory. So tell your backstory first. Tell people where you were in your story before you kind of launch into the next point, which is the wall. And in the wall, you tell your audience about what's the big challenge that you came up against. And then what's really important when you're telling that story is that you describe the third point, which is what was running through your mind at the time. And then you go into your fourth point, which is actually what you were feeling. And you want to go deep into describing how you were feeling, because that's what allows your customer base, your audience, to connect with you and make you a real person that comes across as authentic. And then after you've described, you know, how you were feeling, then we launch into the epiphany. And the epiphany, that might be something that was dropped on you that you found, or it might be a thought that you had that just came to you. And this is where you start to realize like how your life was about to change as a result of this epiphany. And then from the epiphany, we form a plan, which is point number 6. And in the plan, we start to look at, okay, we've had this great thought. We look at how can we apply this to our life. But then we move to point number 7, and this is also what makes us human, is we talk about how we doubted ourselves being able to pull off that plan. So we talk about how, you know, this, you know, it's not going to work for me. It works for other people. It might work for other people, but it won't work for me because I don't have the skill or the resources to pull this off. Then we move into point number 8, which is we talk ourselves out of our own doubt because we realize that if we don't take any action, our lives are not going to change. So we talk ourselves out of our doubt. Number 9, we take action. We actually do what we plan to do. And then point number 10 is we explain to our audience what were the results and what's the happy ending. Now, if you're selling, you can either use your own story or you can use a customer story. And what you're really looking to do is the epiphany that you're talking about, that's the epiphany that you want your customer to have around your product or your service. And the action that you're taking, that is the action that you want your customer to take. So if you have your own story that plays into that, you can use your own story, or often you can use a case study story, but you still use that format and you talk about the action that your customer took in working with you and the results that they got, so that you're allowing your audience to come to their own epiphany rather than just telling them what to do.
That's so great. So, I love that. Yeah. And we might even do an entire show actually next year on this with you, Eric, because this is a really great topic for our listeners to delve into.
Yeah, it's been, honestly, it has been very, very effective for us. And it's not mine. It came from a guy named Michael Haig, who's in the, he's in the Hollywood world. So that's actually the way that they create movies and storylines and plots. So
there are good episodes too for everyone listening to delve into the stories. To need to check the months, but it might have been back in May of this season 7. We did a few episodes around stories as well. And how you can fit stories into emails and things and emotional connection too. So there's great information in there as well, where we interviewed some storytelling experts as well. So definitely for the listeners to take that further, check out those episodes. I haven't got the number in front of me, but it scrolls back to around about May of this year.
Love it. Great. Who wants to go next? Thanks so much, Eric.
Well, I mean, Eric just stole my thunder with the storytelling.
Maybe just add to the thunder. How about you add some to the thunder?
Eric, no, I couldn't agree more. I think, once again, it's developing that emotional connection with our clients and customers, you know, that really make them keep coming back for more, and also, you know, keeping you top of mind. Developing that emotional connection and being able to provide those aha moments or those me too moments. I'm going through that too. I'm feeling that as well. I think, you know, is really critical in gaining clients and making them relate and want to work with you because you understand kind of what they've been going through. So I think, yeah, Eric, I mean, kudos. That was absolutely perfect. You know, on another note, what I always find to be really helpful too is that, you know, we talk a lot about Entreport in different programs to help us with mailings and keeping in touch with clients and what have you. But I am a big fan of the personal touch and really reaching out, whether it be a phone call or handwritten note, or even sending people like, whether it be an article or what have you, that you think they would find interesting or be beneficial to their business. You know, we get so busy in our daily lives that it's important to take those times and really cultivate our personal relationships that we have with our clients and our customers.
I love that. And I definitely agree. One of my forecasts for this year, at the beginning of this year, was that, and it's, again, it's another forecast for next year too, is that we will have to increase our customer experiences to really blow our customers' minds. And those are the businesses that will take the lead. And you have so many great examples of that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at, you know, here in the United States right now, with Black Friday being one of the biggest shopping days of the year, it was all about the in-store experience. Those were the people that were gaining the most revenues. It wasn't just coming and shop. It was having an activity, an action, interaction with products, letting adults be kids in the kids store. You're just adult hours, you know, all these different opportunities that, again, it really just creates that experience that makes you want to come back into the brick and mortar, go back and visit that website, and be a part of that, you know, company and their brand.
Yeah, wonderful. And for our listeners, some episodes that you might want to check out that are also referring to these topics that Eric and Sue talked about. One is episode 11 of this season, which is talking about how to craft your brand promises. And then also episode 15, if you check out episode 15 and 16, they talk a lot about how to tell your story in a compelling way. And some really, episode 16, especially with Andrea Chaperon and Christo, talk about your writing artistry and some techniques that you can use to tell your story. Now, Christo, do you want to go next?
Yeah, let's do this. Just to be greedy, I just want to throw a couple of extra things to what we mentioned there. Like the whole thing with I loved it how Sue, you said that's like the automation and things. We always use the automation and we leverage it, and that's how we scale everything up. But it does, yeah, there are opportunities created by people always looking for the techie thing, which I will share one of those in a second. But good old fashioned things get forgotten, like direct mail, even campaigns and things, and just getting good old press releases into the media and things, because a lot of people are focusing on techie kind of, you know, what's the techiest thing I can look at. So definitely I think more businesses getting things in people's hands that they physically hold is a good opportunity there. And something we were talking about in the car just before, Eric and I, with the stories, we've had a lot of time in the car today. It was a rainy day. we were dancing just before Billie Jean came on, and it was like Michael Jackson was pumping.
You guys are cute. Did you do like car dancing, or what sort of dancing? Did you stop the car and get out and dance?
Oh, it was car dancing. We're on the highway, but we were rocking.
You were rocking it. That's amazing.
Yeah, we were letting this. But anyway, earlier in the day, we were talking about stories, and we were talking about how Eric was saying you got to put the emotion into things. So just reinforcing what he's already said, but a way which we were discussing to do it is in the stories. If you want people to remember your stories and to associate you or your brand, you use little anchors, like little examples that they will experience in their lives. Like we were sharing examples, like saying, you know, when we talk to business owners, we might say, you know, there was a time when I was so stressed about business that I was just laying there in the bed staring at the ceiling. You know, who's ever experienced staring at the ceiling? And then it's like they remember that experience in themselves, so they associate with your feeling. They know you understand them. And then also it's likely that next time they're staring at the ceiling, they have that problem, which then they think of you. Okay, hey, maybe they come back to mind, and that's when we want them to think of us as a solution to their problems, basically. And Eric shared another great one where he said he was going to check the post, like back in the day when he was running a business before he got really crazy about marketing and kind of turns things around in his business and in life, where he was so stressed. I'm just telling you a story. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
He was so stressed. And he's like, I need to go for a walk. So he went for a walk to the letterbox, which was out in the middle of nowhere in Canada. So he did walk. And then he's in the letterbox, like, sifting through bill after bill, you know, opens a letterbox and there's a letter that's exciting, but it's a bill. The next one's a bill. The next one's a bill. Next one's a bill. Next one's a bill. So there's another anchor that people can associate with, basically. So really cool. And things we need to do more of, you know, and for those listening, which you can take a lot more from, to look for those through your marketing and the stories you tell. Now, a trend that's something that we saw the introduction of this year that was kind of fun to play with in marketing was the Facebook bots, like the automatic Facebook messages. A lot of businesses I haven't seen do it amazingly well. However, what did definitely happen as a trend throughout the last 2017, Facebook ads became more expensive, resulting in people looking for what else can I try and do on there. And the bots is basically the automated messages where, you know, you type into Messenger and it sends you an automatic message back from the business. And then depending on your answer, it will send you another automated message back. So we could say something like, let us solve your problem. Just, you know, simply send us a message through Messenger on Facebook and say hello. And then we have an automatic response which says, hey, thanks. What's your biggest challenge? And we might have a multiple choice, this or this. And then they click one or they type in their response. And then we say, oh, no problem. Look, we've experienced that before. And we have another response to engage someone in a leveraged way without taking our time. And then we can move them to an opt-in or to a call to action or to book for a workshop or to buy a product or to buy your sunglasses or whatever you're promoting. So that was a little trend, something a shift from this year. Should I dive into what I see for next year? Is this?
No. We're going to go into the next year in a minute. Okay. We'll finish with this year first. And also the automation that you mentioned. And actually, well, first of all, we will do a Facebook Messenger bot episode next year. We have one planned with Aga, our marketing ninja here. And quickly, also, you guys were all talking about automation. There's episode number 40 this year. So for you listener, if you want to go back and listen to some automation tools, that is an episode number 40 for this year that Aga and Christo talk about automation, which is really useful. And now, are you good with the themes for this year? My turn? Is it my turn now? Great. So just a few things. And the first one that I want to share, which is something that also Kevin, one of our Clever Bunch facilitators, spoke about, which is that this year, something that worked really well is more behind the scenes real-time videos with Facebook Live, obviously on the rise, and also Instagram stories. And so more and more businesses have been able to show sort of the real face of the business, because these live videos are very popular. And the reason why they're popular is because you are very likely to stuff up on these videos. So it's more exciting to watch them, because the person running the video, the business owner, it's not scripted like a lot of the YouTube videos, for example. And so this has been really effective for businesses to give their business more personality. And then a second strategy that has worked really well this year and will continue to work really well is that all the advertising platforms that we have been using, like Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, they have such great inbuilt data analytics that it's been really useful for us here at Basic Bananas and also our Clever Bunch members to look at that data and then to be more specific with their campaigns. So to be even more targeted with specific campaigns, rather than doing two or three marketing campaigns, now we are able to do more depending on that exact person we want to target, based on the data that we're getting from these platforms. So that's something else that has worked really, really well for our members and also for us here at Basic Bananas.
Awesome. Very good.
So now let's look into next year. If you had a crystal ball, if you guys had a crystal ball, all of you, what are you seeing? What do you think will continue to be on the rise up? And what are sort of the things that you think our listeners should pay attention to for next year?
Do you want to mix it up? Do you want to go ladies first?
Yeah, why not? Sue, do you want to jump in?
No.
Nobody steals your thunder.
No, it's okay. I want you guys to take the lead on this one. I want to make sure. I'll jump in. I mean, I think the biggest thing, you know, what I'm seeing again is, you know, making sure that your business is running smoothly and kind of dotting all I's and crossing all T's across all marketing platforms, you know, in a time where people can be questioning the economic climate. And I think that that is something that I see, you know, especially working with Basic Bananas, the Clever Bunch, Genius Bunch, you know, the amount of work people are putting into to make sure that their systems and strategies are airtight and Francesca, kind of what you said as well, that it's not such a broad stroke. It's very niche based or focused. I think that's really important as we go into this next year, knowing who you're going after, why you're going after, and delivering the right message to them. So I, you know, again, I'm a big proponent of, you know, having your strategies in place and having your systems in place. You know, that's kind of number one for me right now, I think, in kind of seeing, you know, economic climate.
Yeah, I love that. And I wholeheartedly agree. I have three quick things, and some of them I've already mentioned. I do believe that in the next year, next 12 months, what will continue to be really important for businesses is to show more behind the scenes, to show more authenticity. I know this is a very abused, overused word, but really to show more realness, to be more real and to be even more honest. You know, a lot of our Color Bunch members, that some of their best campaigns are the ones where they are just so frank and so honest about exactly what they're doing, even though it might seem sometimes scary to say, hey, let's say that a business has an offer for January or February and they do it. The reason why they're doing it is because they maybe just need to make some sales to stay alive. So even just sharing, hey, you know, we've had a little bit of a slower December, and so we've decided to help boost the business to actually do a little promotion. You know, just even that degree of honesty, that will play a huge role in 2018, to be super duper honest. And then the second one is, of course, something that here at Basic Bananas we are all hugely focused on, is culture, because your team are your biggest ambassadors, and that will continue to play one of the most important roles next year, as there are more opportunities for especially young people to work anywhere, to actually attract that talent by having an incredible culture. And culture leads to really amazing marketing, which leads to business growth. So culture is the second thing that I would definitely pay attention to and invest in, appreciating your team, celebrating the team, hiring the right people. And then the third one, which Sue and I already mentioned and discussed, is personalization will continue to play a really important role next year, especially because corporates often are not very good at that, because they are, you know, they're huge and they often don't invest in personalizing their approach, whereas small business owners have this incredible opportunity to do that, because usually they have a smaller customer base and they can put in more effort into giving each customer that special feeling to feel appreciated. So those are the three that I wanted to mention.
Awesome.
Great.
Eric, you want to fire off?
Sure, I'll jump in here. So looking forward into the future, I see two things. I'm going to play a little bit on one of the things Francesca said with playing around with Instagram specifically. Instagram's been around for a while, but I think that there's a couple of things that are coming into fruition. The audience is really increasing in age, which means that a lot of the buyers are now on Instagram that weren't there before, where it was much younger audience before. And I've seen in the businesses we've worked with, as well as businesses I'm involved with, we've been making quite a few sales through Instagram. In the last few months alone, I'd say tens of thousands of dollars in sales on Instagram without even actually spending any money on ad spend. So using Instagram in an organic fashion. So I think that's something that I would really push businesses to focus on moving forward. Not every business is really set up for that, but I'd say most are. It just depends on how you use it. A really good book on that too is, it's not even our book, but it's Jab, 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 Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk. If you don't know how to use Instagram and you're stuck on what that looks like, that's a good book to buy to understand how to use the platform. Mm. And then the other thing that I see as being more of a trend is allowing your customer to have more of a pick your own adventure when it comes to buying your product or your service. So using a little bit more software to allow them to dictate how they'd like to experience working with you on your website, rather than your website just being a blank brochure, it actually interacting more with the customer. I think that's going to become a lot more relevant here in the next few years.
I love that.
Nice. Yes.
Great. Awesome. And that's definitely something that here at our branding agency, The Business Hood, that's something that Julia, who is our creative director here, is seeing more and more happening with websites, to for them to be more interactive and more personalized. That's really cool.
And she rocks at it. I mean, I'm totally biased, but I think she's amazing.
Yeah, we're all biased, but she's definitely a ninja when it comes to this stuff. Yeah. Christo.
All right. So for trends, to be secure in a business, I see the the website as even more important in terms of quality content. But I think a common mistake that a lot of people make is they just pump out stuff like any old content and think it's going to boost their, you know, SEO and their traffic and all these things. So making the website, like if somebody's writing an article about horse riding, they better be a horse riding expert and have information that's valuable for people who are good at it, like actually having really good content to make your website super rock solid. Thinking of this, the reason it came to mind is as things happen more and more, like there's all the artificial intelligence movement going on and people saying everything's changing with that, and things like the bots, like that's kind of this AI, this Facebook Messenger bots and things, and thinking, oh, look, I can just run my business based on those kind of platforms and that kind of automation, or everything's going to change. It's those that have the real foundational websites that have a lot of good quality content and they've set the thing up with good quality funnels to have a rock solid foundation. That's what's going to win, because you still, it doesn't matter, you know, you attract attention on platforms like Facebook and Instagram and all these places. That's where you grab people's attention, got your attention for a minute. I'm trying to engage you to help me, make you follow me or interact with me and my bot for a moment. But then I've got to direct you away, like if to own you, like to move them to your website, where then they're like, oh, cool, this is a great platform, or put your email in, or, and then you control when you can talk to them and what you promote to them. Whereas certain platforms like Facebook, you know, as we all know, it can change in an instant, or Instagram could go away, or whatever the platforms are, you know, they can change the rules. So just for that sustainable side of thing, I think too, with the looming threat, this is typically for Australians, who sell online, there's Amazon's, you can always buy books and things on Amazon, but Amazon actually hasn't been in Australia, it's still not in Australia. However, it's coming, and it's been like this looming monster for years now. And it's like, it's on the way, and it's like this tidal wave's coming, and people with online stores are panicking a little bit. And if they're not, they probably should be a little bit because of this monster coming, which could change things. You know, in the US, a lot of people just shop on Amazon, like buy products, a lot of products on Amazon, and they trust it because it's, they're buying through that platform. So what you might be doing is not just having a freak out panic, but just making sure your own website is super duper rock solid, getting the best quality content you can on there as well. And also on the other hand, you could be preparing to basically publish your products. If you wholesale, you know, or want to retail through Amazon, just prepare them to actually sell on the platform as well. So you can dominate the space there as well with that kind of a looming threat. I had something that came to mind too, just on a different thing with the timing of publishing this episode with Christmas and the downtime coming up. This is a good time, I'd say to you as a trend, if you, as a listener, if you're winding down and about to have a holiday break, it's a good time to actually, what we have found is to promote some things, because people are more likely to be tootling around on their phones, tootling around checking emails. We promoted the experience a few years back in this period. We did a 2-week promotion, which finished on, I think it finished on the 3rd of January. So it was the promo was right over Christmas and New Year's over the break. And we sold out the annual event, which was a good amount of sales. It was just shy of around $50,000 of sales we did for that as an early bird promo. And when everyone would expect, don't promote now because everyone's distracted. So, but the thing is, they're hanging around more too. They're probably with family and looking for something interesting to do. So they're probably spending more time on Facebook and emails and things because they want to ignore their family. I don't want to have to talk to you anymore. So that's just a little side note tip that's just timely for right now as a, you know, an opportunity at this time, timely moment.
And actually, I'm just going to add to that really quick and say it's even more timely as well because your competitors aren't on there. So you're the only one in that space. And that's what we found in the past. But yeah, your competitors, they're not on there because they don't want to be on there. So you now have that space to yourself. So it's a good time to push.
Exactly.
I love it. Excellent. And yes, I wholeheartedly agree also about websites are not going to disappear anytime soon. So you might as well work on your website to be a really good platform for people to come back to. So guys, what's one final word or one final sentence that you would like to leave our listeners with for them to go and enjoy their break now until we come back in the new year?
picks or glasses.
That's an inside joke.
Eric and I bought some pixel shaped glasses when we were
playing. I know, we've seen them on photos all around the interwebs.
But the point about the message behind that is have some fun.
And be unique and yeah. People are attracted to you.
Segue.
Great. And my one is sort of similar. My message is now that most of our listeners might take a little break over Christmas. You know, I always find, and I see this with our Clever Bunch members too, is the ones that also invest in their own personal growth. So the ones that are working on themselves usually also grow their companies, because the better a human you become, the better your business becomes and the better a leader you are, which means that you will grow a better business. So that's my final word.
Yeah, along those lines as well, you know, you need to invest in yourself first and foremost before you can invest in your business or anyone else for that matter. So definitely enjoy this time and take that time. And also too, don't get overwhelmed by the steps ahead of you. You know, this is all really fun, exciting stuff. And we have a nice fresh canvas to start painting on come January. And you guys are going to create beautiful masterpieces. And we're proud of all the work you're doing.
Yes. So here's to an amazing 2018. We'll come back to you with a ton of amazing content. If you know someone who needs to hear this mega episode, which is, I reckon, one of the best ones, please make sure you share it with your fellow entrepreneurs and business owners. And feel free also, now that you might take some time off, you might have some time to leave us a review on iTunes. And that would be totally awesome. Because the more reviews we get, the higher our show is ranking, which means that more people will see it. And of course, for us here, it's all about creating ripple effects of brilliance in the business world. So thanks so much. Thanks for listening. Thank you guys for joining the mega episode from all around the globe.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Big virtual fist pump, guys. Virtual fist pump.
All right. See you guys soon. Enjoy your road trip, you two cute guys. And thank soon. You.
The car's fogging up, so we gotta do something about that.
We gotta get out of here.
Get out of the car. All right. See you guys. Thanks. Bye. And listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you in the new year.
Happy New Year.
Woohoo!
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.